किरपाल यही संदेश देता, हवा यही सिखलाती है। सिमरन करते चले चलो तो मंजिल खुद मिल जाती है। It's the Bhajan of Sanchis on page 203. Kirpal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. The fort of deceit will be destroyed in this world because walls of sand do not last. There are so many sins with you. You are a great sinner. Hail the power of Almighty Kirpal, who carries all the burden. No one is an enemy. No one belongs to anyone else. Everyone is your very own. For as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. O Kirpal, O Guru Kirpal, the negative power trembles. And death also is nervous in front of whoever has caught hold of your finger. Ajayb says, apologize to Kirpal if your soul wants happiness. Kirpal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself.
Kirpala yahi sandesha deta, hava yahi sikalati hai, simran karte chale chalo to, manjil kud mil jati hai. Kirpal yahi sandesha deta, hava yahi sikalati hai, simran karte chale chalo to, manjil kud mil jati hai. Chala fare bake ki le ek dina, duniya mein de jaate hai. Chala fare bake ki le ek dina, duniya mein de jaate hai. Reto ki diwar der tak, kabhi nahi tik paati hai. Reto ki diwar der tak, kabhi nahi tik paati hai. Simran karte chale chalo to, manjil kud mil jaati hai. Kirpal yahi sandesha deta, hava yahi sikalati hai, simran karte chale chalo to, manjil kud mil jaati hai. Itne sare paap saath mein, itne sare paapi hai, itne sare paap saath mein, itne sare paapi hai. Kirpal takat teri jayo, sab khabar utati hai. Kirpal takat teri jay ho, sab khabar utati hai. Simran karte chale chalo to, manjil kud mil jati hai. Kirpal yahi sandesha deta, hava yahi sikalati hai, Simran karte chale chalo to manjil kud mil jati hai na koi veri nahi begana jo bahe sab apna hai na koi veri nahi begana jo bahe sab apna hai ek nur se sab jag ubajo guru bani batlati hai ek nur se sab jag ubajo guru bani batlati hai simran karte chale chalo to manjil kud mil jati hai kirpala yahi sandesha deta hava yahi sikalati hai simran karte chale chalo to manjil kud mil jati hai guru kirpala tumari ungali tam rakhi hai jisne bhi guru kirpala tumhari ungali tam rakhi hai jisne bhi usake aga kal kapta aur maut ka barati hai ajay kirpal to mangala maafi ajay kirpal to mangala maafi jejindri sukachati hai simran karte chale chalo to manjil kud mil jati hai kirpala yahi sandesha deta ava yahi sikalati hai simran karte chale chalo to manjil kud mil jati hai
no one is an enemy, no one belongs to anyone else. Everyone is your very own, for as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. Kirpal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. Continuing the reading in the first section of the book, Spiritual Gems, Part 1, these are letters from Baba Jamal Singh Ji to Baba Sawan Singh during the early days of Baba Sawan Singh Ji's discipleship. This is letter number 90, 26 February, 1902. Baba Jamal Singh writes, "You should be content to remain wherever the Lord places you. Wherever he keeps you, take it to be his grace, and always do your bhajan and simran every day. And all of you should devote your time to bhajan and simran every day. At all times, with love and affection, keep your surat, nirat, and nijman with inner devotion and true love in the sound of the Shabdun, and perform your daily duties with the body and the lower mind. Mind should not be attached either to the worldly activities, possessions, or comforts. And you should always think, I am not in this body, only the Satguru is. The Surat or attention should every day be centered in the Shabd without fail. 8th April 1902. 91. Let the Surat and Nirat and Nijman always have a craving for listening to the Shabdun inside all the 24 hours. Attend to your worldly duties by all means, but let your inner attention be in the Shabd. Always keep watch on the mind so that it may not transgress the orders of the Satguru, and always keep the words of the Master in your memory. 18th April 1902. You say that if you had not gone to Kalabagh, you could have sent the money from Muri. Never entertain such regrets, for official duty comes first. It has happened as it had to happen. Never again entertain such regrets. Do your bhajan and simran every day, and then there is too much work. And when there is too much work, do not get confused, but think of the Master's feet and begin simran. And have courage, for it is the Lord himself who is doing everything. He will himself do everything. I was very pleased to read your letter. When you sit in meditation, at that time do simran with surat and nirat in the chit till the form of the Satguru comes in, and go on doing simran and collect the surat and nirat in the chit till you see the form of the Satguru. Then gradually listen to the sound. The attention should be unwaveringly fixed in the dun. The love and devotion of the surat should be completely fixed in the shabdun. Let the mind and the surat be fixed firmly in the dun with concentrated attention, and then listen to the shabdun. You will feel the bliss. 4th May 1902. 93. Please have no apprehensions about anything, nor worry about the brick kilns. It is government work. All government work will go on of itself. Only think yourself as an agent, and Radhaswami Dindayal will himself do the rest. You need only work honestly and faithfully. Radhaswami Dindayal will be merciful. If the man in charge of this assignment before you showed thousands in profits to the government, you will have no trouble. Take away all anxiety from your mind and work freely without any anxiety. Please note that you should always be mindful of your bhajan and simran and should not waste time in the least. Do not worry that work has not been done, but worry and repent that so much time has been wasted and that so many breaths passed away unutilized without your having achieved anything worldly or spiritual. As for the relations and the family members, do not be sad when they pass away. This Shabda, which is your real wealth, is covered by three sheaths, namely the Karan or causal, the Sukshum or astral, and the ashtul, or material. Shabd is the tree. All the worldly people are like leaves, and the leaves of the tree do not last more than a year. Every year all the leaves fall, but the tree does not feel it, and is unaffected by the loss of its leaves. See how much gyan, or knowledge, the tree has? And our intellect, or our knowledge, is not as good as that of a tree, even though we are conscious, and the tree is jar, unconscious, and it cannot receive mukti, or liberation, like we can. Our progeny, our wealth, property, our rank, greatness, reputation, family, wife, in fact, every worldly object right up to an entire kingdom, all are unreal, and we have not even so much knowledge as the tree, which is jar, for the tree never feels the loss of its leaves. Always look upon the world as if it is a dream and believe it firmly. Our relatives are also part of the dream world and are therefore unreal. Work in the world with this consciousness in your heart. Keep the simran always in your mind, because only the shabdun is lasting and all else is unreal. And the word of the Satguru also is true. It is never false. Keep it always in your mind. Keep sharan, refuge in the master, always in your mind. And put your surat or attention and nijman in the sound of the shabdun and keep in it. When you sit in bhajan and hear the sound, give up all worries of the world. There is nothing greater than shabd. Increase this practice from day to day and never lessen it. Always, while sitting, walking, or moving about, keep this in your mind and always keep the idea of Sat Khand, Alak, Agam, and Anami in your mind, thinking to yourself, that is my home. It is there that I have to go. This will keep you indifferent towards the world. The sound of the Shabdun and this idea of Anami, Radha Swami Dham, should always be in your chit. This is all the karni, the sadhan, or discipline. There is no greater karni than this. Do this every day. What you're doing is fruitful. Take the I, the ego, out of yourself, and remember only the Satguru and the words of the Satguru. When everything, body, mind, wealth, everything belongs to Satguru, then all the worldly goods as well as relations also belong to Satguru. Shabdun is of Satguru. I am nothing. Always remember these words. Radha Swami is your protector and will never let any worldly misery visit you. He is very pleased with you. Drive off. Drive off worldly love and in its place keep the love for Satguru. Always keep on with your potis, your reading of books, and then think on what you have read so that the mind and surat may enjoy the sweetness of the shabd current which has been allotted to you by him. Drive out longing for the world and then it will be all shabd and shabd. And I am very, very, very much pleased with you. And Radha Swami is showering great mercy upon you. But make your mind deserving of it. If the Lord in his kindness and mercy sends disease or death, you should not say, why has it been done? But instead be grateful to him for it. Accept this and follow this and you will become a Gurmukh. Your letter received personally through blank. I did not mean that you should not live in the cantonment. But I was thinking that there are restrictions in the cantonment, and in the cantonment you will have to live like the Europeans. Otherwise the cantonment is good, the air is pure. But you should live alone and not let many other people come to you, and encourage the satsangis. You are not to become very intimate or familiar with anybody. You should go on attending to your bhajan and simran. It is right to start with bhajan and simran in everything. The 15th of June, 1902, letter 95. Well, it is the will of Hazur, of Swamiji. One should be content where he wishes to place him. Illness and suffering, or pleasure and pain, are the natural accompaniments of the body. When the karmas have finished, the disease will disappear. 96. Please do not worry about Basant Singh, but go on with his education and teach him draftsmanship also. Never mind if he has failed twice. He will get through. Who knows what is his destiny? You feel sorry that your son is not good in education, while other boys much younger study diligently. But think, have the sons of other people got Nam? When they die, they will not go home, but your sons will go home. What comparison is there between your family and those of the other people? Look up. Do not feel depressed. Attend to your bhajan and simran every day and listen with love and devotion to Shabdun and get purer and purer. As for the affairs of the world, the turn which they take depends upon past karmas. They come as they are and pass away, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Have no anxiety about them. If there's anything to be anxious about, it is bhajan. Look upon this world as only a dream. Do not get attached to the things of the world. Remain indifferent and remember the words of the Satguru that all this world and its appurtenances are unreal and like a dream. Put your mind and surat and nirat with love and devotion into the Shabdun and cease thinking too much of the worldly affairs. When you sit in bhajan, be as indifferent to the world as you are in a dream when you are unconscious of this world. The same advice is for all. Basant Singh and Maiji and Bibis, it is for all of them. 12th August, 1902, letter 97. As for the potis, Guja Singh says that the printing work has been stopped and will be resumed only when the new type is received. There is now a demand for both. Gat Ramayan and Anurag Sagar in Gurmukhi. Bhutamal, the printer, has up to this time done nothing. He has printed neither the Anurag Sagar, nor the Gat Ramayan, nor Hazuri Poti. Please write to him soon to finish at least one of these books. They are in demand and should be supplied. But Anurag Sagar is not yet to be given to blank. And Gatramayan also will be given. And Chachaji, Uncle Set Pratap Singh, will ask for Hazuri Poti, the Sarbachan, also, although he has not asked up to this time. But so far he has not printed any, nor does it seem possible that he will do so. Guja Singh and Aya Singh are in Rawalpindi. Please write to them and also to Mulamal. And the pages of Hazurapati up to bhajan number 7, which have been printed so far, are not good because the punctuation marks are not correct. I have also received a paper from Chachaji, but have not been able to comprehend the entire contents. It is being forwarded to you with this letter. Kindly read it, let me know what he means, and return the paper to me along with your reply. However, I may add that it is not possible for me to cooperate with blank in matter spiritual. He is a disciple of blank, and the latter had completely forgotten the method and details of initiation which was bestowed upon him by Swamiji Maharaj. Therefore, how can this disciple of his know anything about it? I have written this letter and enclosed the original so that you may also know the correct position. I shall myself inform Chachaji when I reply to him. He already knows, and you should also know, that the method of abhyas, or shabd practice, which was given by Swamiji Maharaj, was and is true and correct, and you were all initiated along those very lines as instructed by Swamiji himself. Everything else here is all right. The bricks are being removed from the kiln and kept in the dera. The work has not yet been taken in hand. Please continue with your bhajan and simran whenever there is time, and always keep your internal love in the Shabdun. Keep the simran firmly implanted in your mind while cultivating love for and devotion to the Shabdun. The inner attachment of your surat and nirat should always be in the Shabdun, but perform the worldly duties with your body. Write to me as soon as it is convenient. So Jamal Singh refers to a letter in here from Seth Pratap Singh Ji Maharaj, and that letter is reproduced here, but I'm not going to read it. But essentially it has to do with the organizational things and naming these 10 people who should become members of this organization. It's printed in the book in pages 76 to 77. So Baba Jamal Singh continues to Sawan Singh, 21st November 1902. Guja Singh came here on Saturday and remained here also on Sunday. He was anxiously awaiting for you and had brought with him 100 copies of Anurag Sagar, duly printed. Hazuri Poti, the Sarbachan, has also been printed, up to the 33rd Bachan and its preface, which will be sent to you shortly at Rawalpindi, as suggested by Chacha Ji, Seth Pratap Singh. He has also agreed that it should be sent to Rawalpindi as early as possible, and that it should not be written in the preface that Swamiji had no guru, and whatever is in the Hindi poti should be translated verbatim, and that nothing should be added and nothing omitted. Kindly send a copy of your proposed preface to me, as well as to Guja Singh. About the Dera, the position is this. If you wish a satsangar to be constructed, you should write to me and also send me a rough specification. Please note, however, that it should be at least 60 feet long and 30 feet wide. Apart from the cost of the bricks, this will cost us about ₹2,500. If you wish to construct it, please let me know. Please also inform me in case it is not your intention to do so. Please continue to do your bhajan and simran every day regularly, and note that you should not be sorrow in pain or elated in pleasure. Both should be treated as his will. Whatever Radha Swami Dindayal does or will do, that shall be for our benefit. You should have your inner self fully concentrated in Shab Dun, but carry on your worldly duties with your hands and feet. I received a letter from Chachaji Maharaj, Sat Partap Singh, that I should give my consent for 10 members of the Radha Swami Central Association to be formed there. I have replied that I shall not have anything to do with anybody who is not related to Swamiji Dindayal or who is not connected with his family. I have not recognized anybody else before, nor shall I do it in the future. Then Chachaji Maharaj canceled his order to endorse my consent for the 10 members with the remark that I have done the right thing. He mentioned that he only wanted to test my love and faith, which has been proved to him, and he is very happy. June 19, 1903, letter 99. Hazur Swamiji Maharaj's Bhandara Prasad is being sent to you. Kindly acknowledge its receipt. 12 or 13 people from here had gone to attend the Bhandara at Agra, which was very nicely celebrated. We have also been asked to prepare a list of the names of our satsangis and send it to them in Agra, and this we shall do. I'm going to stop there, as this letter is quite long. I'll pick it up another time. And in the beginning of March, we read from the book, The Japji, The Message of Guru Nanak. This was Master Kripal Singh's translation. And I want to read the prologue again for the Japji, which is sometimes called the morning prayer of the Sikhs. And there are many Sikhs who repeat it in its entirety in the morning. And after the prologue, I'll continue reading in the biography of Guru Nanak that Kripal Singh wrote that is in the back of the book. Guru Nanak says, "There is one reality, the unmanifest manifested. Ever-existent, he is Nam, conscious spirit, the creator, pervading all, without fear, without enmity, the timeless, the unborn, and the self-existent, complete within itself. Through the favor of his true servant, the Guru, he may be realized. He was when there was nothing. He was before all ages began. He existeth now, O Nanak, and shall exist forevermore." So this is from Guru Nanak and his teachings. The section, A Great Preacher of Peace and Harmony. Master Kripal Singh writes, if we look critically with the eye illumined by the Master, we will find that we are living in the holy hill of God. All places of worship have been made on the pattern of the human body, the God-made temple for our worship. The Hindu temples are dome-shaped, at the top in the likeness of the human head. The mosques beside the central and side domes have arches in the shape of foreheads. The churches and synagogues have steeples tapering upward in the formation of a nose. Again, the faithful and the various religions believe that God is light and God is sound. The symbols of this inner light and sound adorn all our places of worship in imitation of the reality within. But the true worship lies in opening the inward eye, the single eye, or Shiv Netra, to see the divine light, and in unstopping the inner ears to hear the divine music, the Akash Bani, or the Bang-i-Alahi. The outer performances, without having a glimpse of the spirit and power of God, are just like a blind man saying God is light, though he has never known what light is. The manifestation of the Jyoti or Nur within is a vision of God, or having a darshan, as it is called. All this and much more comes through the grace of a competent master. With this right perception and right understanding, there follow right speech and right actions all on their own. The kingdom of God, for which we so fervently pray day in and day out, will then actually come on the earth plane. It comes not by observation. Lo, it is within thee, say all the sages and seers. Guru Nanak wanted to reform religion, to lift it from the formal and conventional to the simple and the practical. Etymologically, the term religion comes from the roots re, back, and legio or legori, to bind. Religion, then, is something that binds and unites the soul to the oversoul or God. When masters come, those who meet them and come into their close contact derive the maximum benefit of getting their souls linked with the manifested light and sound of God. The social religions come into being after the masters pass away. They are made, no doubt, with a noble purpose, the purpose of keeping the teachings of their founders alive. As long as practical men remain in the social orders, the followers continue to get the benefit as before. Later on, for want of such practical men, these social orders acquire rigid formations, and the very institutions set up with the noblest intentions and the best of motives become ironclad prison houses, and they begin to stagnate and sink with hair-splitting polemics in which the spirit gets lost under the mass of dead verbiage. The purpose of religious education is to draw out the best in man and make him an integrated whole, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. That religion is best which turns out more and more ideal persons with a harmonious development in all their parts. The highest objective of the Sikh religion is to turn out Khalsas. A Khalsa is one who witnesses within him the Puran Jyoti, the supreme light of God in full effulgence. Similarly, a Hindu is one who makes manifest in him the Jyoti of Ishvara and listens to the unending and unstruck music of the soul, the Anhad and Anhat Nad, the symbols of which he adores and worships outside in his temples and shrines by lighting candles and striking bells. A true Muslim is one who sees the Nur of Allah, or the light of God, and hears the Kalami Kadim, the voice of God, the most ancient music or song ceaselessly going on within him. A true Christian, likewise, is one who bears testimony to the light of God and hears the sound of God, which transforms him into an awakened spirit at the Mount of Transfiguration. Nanak put great emphasis on direct experience of the divinity that lies within us. For mere reading of the scriptures and observing the rites and rituals of worship cannot take the place of reality. These are the elementary steps, but not enough in themselves. Nanak was a poet saint and a bard of the open secret, a preacher of the spirit and power of God in living the humankind. He went from place to place chanting the sacred name and preaching the love of God. He visited Hindu places of pilgrimage, the Muslim shrines, and other holy places. Closer is he than thy very life breath, and nearer than the hands and feet. As Lao Tzu said, without going out of doors, we may yet know the essence of the world. This essence is called the Nam, the Sat Nam, the eternal word. Nanak's life was dedicated to preaching the practice of the holy word. He taught the people that in the holy word was hidden a great healing power which healed all the ills of life. He loved the Hindus and the Muslims alike. Speaking to the Hindus, he said, "Praise and glorify God five times, as the Muslims offer prayers to Allah five times a day." Speaking to the Muslims, he said, "Make the will of Allah your rosary. Be ye a real Musliman after renouncing your little self." At this, quite a few Muslims involuntarily cried aloud, "God is speaking to us in Guru Nanak." Even when in Mecca, he taught the doctrine of strict monism, or the unity of the Godhead. Interpreting the wisdom of the Prophet, he uttered the name Allah with the same reverence as he did the name of Hari. On seeing him, Sheikh Farid greeted Nanak with the words, "Allahu," or "Thou art Allah." The guru replied, "Allah is the only aim of my life. O Farid, Allah is the very essence of my being. All call on the one God by different names. It may be Ram, Rahim, Allah, Waheguru, and the like. There are many lovers of God, and he is the life-giving force to all of them. Although bearing the badge of different religions, all have the same ideal before them, to worship the indwelling spirit, called by so many names. There is no caste," said the guru, "for we claim brotherhood with all." Each of his followers was lovingly addressed as a bhai or brother. All are bhais, brethren, whether kings or slaves, rich or poor. No caste and creed counts in the court of the Lord. He who worships him is dear unto him, said the guru. He mingled freely with the poor and the downtrodden, the outcast and the neglected. He accepted the invitations from the poor in preference to those of the rich, who he knew invited him for self-glorification and whose earnings were anything but righteous. He considered that there was no sin greater than the spirit of separateness, which went against the solidarity of life in the brotherhood of man and worked for disruption in society. This prophet of unity and oneness saw the highest harmony in all the faiths in the religion of man, the worship of God and the service of God in man. He wanted the followers of all faiths to sit together as seekers after truth, seeking communion with the Almighty. The highest religion teaches us to reverently study and experience in full consciousness the living presence of God as like-minded students in a class. When questioned at Mecca as to whether he was a Hindu or a Muslim, he frankly and fearlessly declared, "That was neither the one nor the other in particular, because he discerned the spirit of God in both." When asked which of the two religions, Hinduism or Islam, was superior, he said, "Without good acts, the professors of both the religions shall perish." In one of his hymns, he says, "To him whose delusion of the mind is gone, Hindu and Muslim are alike." At Baghdad, the people questioned him as to which sect he belonged. And he replied, "I have renounced all sects. I only know the one true God, the Supreme Being, who is on the earth, in the heaven, and in between, and in all directions." On being further pressed as to who he actually was, he replied, "This body, compounded as it is of the five elements, is being illumined by the light of God, and the body is just addressed as Nanak." Again and again, he warned his disciples against the sin of separateness. In a beautiful passage, he declared, "Numberless are thy worshippers, and numberless thy lovers, numberless thy bhaktis and saints, who lovingly fix their thoughts on thee, numberless the musical instruments and the sound thereof, and so also are thy musicians." In the course of his travels, he had with him two attendants, one a Hindu and the other a Muslim, Bhai Bala and Bhai Mardana. He poured his love to all, setting at naught all conventions, all creeds, castes, and color bars. He was a brother of the poor, the criminal, and the persecuted. His socialism was vibrant with love of God and not atheistic in character. Growing out of a vision of God's love, it flowed into the hearts of men as brothers in God. A new Indian nation can be built even now, but not in blind imitation of the West. We must accept the vital message of the seers, the prophets, and the saints of the East, who are well conversant with the conditions of our society and have a rich spiritual heritage behind them. The next section is Guru Nanak, God Intoxicated. From a very early age, Nanak was fond of meditation. He would go to a forest and for long hours sit there in rapt silence. He would meditate on the great mystery of life, a mystifying mystery indeed. Where does life come from? How does it work in us? How does the great controlling power sustain us from day to day? Is it possible to contact this power? These were the vital questions that Guru Nanak posited for himself. Nanak's father tended to regard his son as insane. One day he called a physician to attend upon him. As the latter felt the pulse, Nanak said, "O physician, I am not mad. I am only smitten with the pangs of love for God. They call me mad, but I am not. I am simply God intoxicated." Nanak was overflowing with the love and glory of God. He radiated the love of God to all who came in contact with him. He was, verily, Word made flesh and dwelt among us. He opened the inner eye of those who came to him and enabled them to witness the light of God within them. He was the light of the world as long as he remained in the world. The light manifested in him, and he guided the tottering humanity with that light. This light never vanishes, but always remains in each one of us. We have to break the stone walls of our passions and prejudices, of separateness and of sectarianism, in order to have a vision of the divine light in full splendor. The Guru, like all other masters, advise, "Kindle the light which is within you. Ye are the children of light. Be ye lamps unto yourselves." India and all other countries of the world need heaven's light for their guidance. This was the universal call of Nanak to the whole humanity. And we'll pick this up another time. We're starting a new talk of Sanchis. This was given in the group in India on October 16th, a satsang on Abani of Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj, October 16th, 1996, at the SKA retreat.
ਤਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਦਾ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ.
Salutations unto the feet of Lord Almighty Supreme Father Savan and Kripal who have given us this opportunity of singing their glory.
Me inclino ante los pies de los Padres Supremos Dios Todopoderoso Savan y Kripal quienes nos dieron esta oportunidad de cantar sus alabanzas.
ਮਾਰੂ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਤੀਜਾ ਪੰਨਾ 1054 ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸੇਵਨ ਸੇਵਡ ਪਾਗੀ ਅਨ ਦਿਨ ਸਾਚ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਵ ਲਾਗੀ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸੇਵਨ ਸੇਵਡ ਪਾਗੀ ਅਨ ਦਿਨ ਸਾਚ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਵ ਲਾਗੀ.
ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਹੈ. ਆਪ ਬਤੌਰ ਸਵਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੱਡੇ ਪਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ, ਕੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਮਿਲਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਧਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਪਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਨੇਕ ਬੱਚੇ ਮਿਲ ਗਏ ਜਾਂ ਨੇਕ ਪਤਨੀ ਮਿਲ ਗਈ ਜਾਂ ਪਤੀ ਨੇਕ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਵੱਡੇ ਪਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ. ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡੇ ਪਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਉੱਚੇ ਪਾਗਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਪੂਰਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਕਰਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ.
ਇਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ.
ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਅ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ.
ਇਲ ਨੋਸ ਹਾਸੇ ਕੰਪ੍ਰੈਂਡਰ ਅ ਟਰਾਵੇਸ ਦੇ ਹਸਰਨੋਸ ਅਲਗੁਨਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਗੁੰਟਾਸ.
ਹੀ ਆਸਕ ਦੈਟ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮੋਸਟ ਫੋਰਚੂਨੇਟ ਵਨ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ.
ਇਲ ਨੋਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਗੁੰਟਾ ਕਿਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾ ਪਰਸੋਨਾ ਓ ਇਲ ਸਰ ਮਾਸ ਅਫੋਰਚੂਨਾਡੋ ਦੇ ਇਸਤੇ ਮੁੰਡੋ.
ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਦੀ kingdom of the entire world, the most fortunate one.
Aquel que es el dueño de el reino más grande de esta creación, ¿acaso aquella persona es la persona más afortunada?
Or is he the one who has all the wealth of this world, the most fortunate one?
¿O es acaso aquel el dueño de toda la riqueza del mundo, la persona más afortunada?
The person who has got the good wife and good children, can he be called as the most fortunate one in this world?
Se puede decir que aquella persona es la más afortunada quien tiene una buena esposa y tiene buenos hijos?
He himself replies that no. Only he who fortunately has come across and has met with the perfect master and has received the Nam initiation, only he is the most fortunate one in this world.
Él dice, no, tan solo aquella persona que se ha encontrado con un maestro perfecto en este mundo y ha recibido el Nam de él, tan solo esa persona se puede decir que es la más afortunada de este mundo.
The one who after receiving the holy Nam from the perfect master and who does the meditation of the Shabad Nam is the only fortunate one in this world.
Solamente es afortunada aquella persona quien después de recibir el Nam del Maestro hace la meditación en él.
ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਜਾਤੀ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਮੌਤ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਮਾਜ ਦੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਨੇ ਸਾਥ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਥ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਪਤੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਥ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੇ, ਨਾ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੇ. ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਤਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਗੂੜਾ ਸੰਬੰਧ ਪਾਈ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਸਪੁਰਦ ਕਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਅਗਨੀ ਦੇ ਸਪੁਰਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ, the personal experience of everyone shows that no one goes with us when the death takes us away.
Amados míos, la experiencia personal de todos nos enseña y nos muestra que en el momento de la muerte nadie nos acompaña.
Neither the power goes with us, nor the wealth which we have accumulated goes with us.
Ni el poder ni la riqueza que hayamos acumulado se va con nosotros.
The wife or the children whom we have, even they don't go with us.
La esposa y los niños que tenemos, ni siquiera ellos nos acompañan.
Even the body with which we have so much deep relationship and we understand that this belongs to us, even this body does not go with us.
Inclusive este cuerpo que comprendemos y con el cual tenemos una relación muy estrecha, inclusive este cuerpo no nos acompaña.
We leave everything here and go all alone.
Dejamos todo acá y nos vamos solos.
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਥ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਦੋ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹਨ, ਇੱਕ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ, ਦੂਸਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੋਈ ਸੰਗੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੋਈ ਸਾਥੀ ਨਹੀਂ।
ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਟੂ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਵਿਚ ਗੋਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ, ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ, ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਐਕਸਿਸਟਨ ਦੋਸ ਕੋਸਸ ਕੇ ਸੀ ਨੋਸ ਅਕੰਪਾਨੀਅਨ, ਉਨਾ ਇਜ਼ ਅਲ ਨਾਮ ਇ ਲਾ ਓਤਰਾ ਇਜ਼ ਅਲ ਮਾਇਸਟਰ।
ਅਦਰ ਦੈਨ ਥੀਸ ਟੂ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗ, there is no other companion or friend who will go with us.
Fuera de estas dos cosas no existe ningún otro compañero ni amigo que nos pueda acompañar.
Sacha naam koi lafz nahi hunda ga, oh taqat hai jis tarah ag de andar prakash vi hai, ohde vich jalan di shakti vi hai, isse tarah naam de vich vi roshni vi hai aur ohde vich jalan di shakti vi hai। ਸਾਡੇ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਦੇ ਭੈੜੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਕਰਮ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਨਾਮ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਚੰਗੈੜੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਲ ਕੇ ਰਾਹ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
The true naam is not any word.
El verdadero naam no es una palabra.
It is the power.
Es un poder.
Just like in the fire, there is the heat which burns everything down, and also there is the illumination, there is the light.
Así como en el fuego existen dos cosas, existe el calor con el cual se pueden quemar las cosas y también existe la luz.
In the same way, the naam also has the power of burning down all the karmas which we have accumulated over the lives, over many of our past lives.
Igualmente, el naam tiene este poder de quemar todos los karmas que hayamos creado en esta y en muchas vidas pasadas.
It also illuminates our within after burning down all the karmas which we have gathered.
También ilumina nuestro interior después de haber quemado todos los karmas que hayamos cometido.
ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਜੋ ਗਿਆਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਪੱਟੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਤੇ ਵੱਜੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਹਨ, ਇਹ ਉਤਰ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਧੁਨੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਕਾਇਮ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਦੀ ਬੈਂਡੇਜਿਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਇਗਨੋਰੈਂਸ ਵਿਦ ਵਿਚ ਅਵਰ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਕਵਰਡ from many of our past births, those get removed by the naam.
Las vendas que cubren nuestros ojos, las vendas de la ignorancia que cubren nuestros ojos y que han estado allí desde hace muchos nacimientos son eliminadas por el naam.
And with the naam we are able to remove the darkness of the ignorance which was within us, and we are also able to illuminate and see our own path.
Y con la luz del naam nosotros podemos deshacernos de esta oscuridad de la ignorancia y también podemos ver muy claramente este sendero del naam.
Suraj di kiran de magar lag ke apan jitho suraj da prakash nikal reha hai utthe suraj de paas pahunch jande hain.
Following the ray of the sunlight we can reach the source from where the sun is coming out.
Si seguimos el rayo de la luz podemos llegar a su origen y podemos ver de donde proviene.
Ese tarah shabd de naal judi hui aatma ਭਟਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੀਗੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਵਾਂਡਰ ਅਵੇ।
ਇਗੁਆਲਮੈਂਟੇ ਅਕੇਲਾ ਆਲਮਾ ਕੇ ਸਟੇ ਕਨੈਕਟਡਾ ਕਨ ਅਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੋ ਪੁਏਦੇ ਵਗਾਰ ਨੀ ਸੇ ਪੁਏਦੇ ਪਰਦਰ।
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਹਰ, ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਦ ਲਾਈਟ ਵਿਦ ਹਰ।
ਪੋਰਕੇ ਏਲਾ ਟੀਨੇ ਕਨਸੀਗੋ ਲਾ ਲੂਜ਼ ਯ ਐਲ ਸੋਨੀਡੋ।
आत्मा जिथो प्रकाश निकल रहा है आवाज निकल रही है उस परमात्मा दे पास पहुंच जांदी है भटकदी नहीं.
The soul reaches the place from where that sound is coming out, from where that light is coming out. The soul reaches God, the place where God Almighty is. She never loses her way, she never wanders away.
El alma llega a aquel sitio de, desde donde sale la luz y el sonido. El alma llega al sitio donde reside Dios Todopoderoso y debido a que está conectada con esta luz y con este sonido, por eso es que no pierde su camino.
Kamal diyan jadan de vich chikad de vich hundiyan han, lekin jehda oda phull hai oh kantiyan baddi pani te tairda hai.
The root of lotus is in the dirt.
La raíz del loto se encuentra en la tierra.
But the flower of lotus floats on the surface of the water for many hours. It does not have any effect of the dirt.
Pero la flor del loto está sobre la superficie del agua y no tiene nada que ver y tampoco la ensucia la tierra.
Ese tera sur shabda vyasi jo hai. ਜਿਹਦੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੈਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਬੜਦਾ ਗਾ.
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਯੋਗਾ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂਜ਼ attention whose within is connected with the Shabad, even though he may be living in this world, but he does not get affected by the dirt, he does not get attached to the dirt of the world.
Igualmente el meditador en el Surat Shabda Yoga, aquel quien está conectado con el Shabad, y si él va internamente, él es como esta flor del loto, que él no es afectado por la suciedad ni por las cosas del mundo.
Murgavi pani de vich beshak kitne bhi ghante kyon na tair lave, lekin jado uddegi khushk paran de naal hi uddegi.
No matter for how many hours or how much time the waterfowl swims in the water, but whenever she will fly out of that water, she will fly with the dry wings.
No importa cuántas horas pasen las aves que viven en el agua, sin embargo, cuando salgan volando de ese sitio, sus alas estarán secas.
Es vaste Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai, duniya de vich kaun vadde paagan wale hai, jinnan nu purn guru mil janda hai, oh naam da bhed de dinda hai, oh sutte jaagde uthde baithde naam di kamai karan lag jande hai, duniya te agar ucche paagan wale hai to oh hi hai.
That is why Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj says that who are the most fortunate ones in this world.
Por eso es que el Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj dice, ¿quiénes son los más afortunados en este mundo?
Only those who have met with the perfect master and those who have received the Naam from him and who do the meditation of the Shabad Naam, they are the only fortunate ones in this world.
Tan solo aquellos quienes han conocido al Maestro Perfecto, han recibido el Naam de él y han hecho la meditación en ese Naam, únicamente esas personas son las más afortunadas.
Because day and night, whether they are asleep or awake, they always go on doing the meditation of the Shabad Naam.
Porque día y noche, cuando ellos están despiertos, hacen la meditación en el Naam.
Sat gur sevan se vad pagi an din saach naam liv lagi sada sukh data ravya kate antar shabd sach o mahi
sab sukhan da data shanti da malik o parmatma ghat de andar pragat hai din raat usse passe tang hai ki kad akhan band karan kad duniya de vich main vel prapt karan aur apne ghar main aaram karan us parmatma de naal milap karan.
The giver of all the happiness, the owner of all the peace resides within the heart, and this is the yearning that may I go within on, may someday I go within, and when would I go in my within and meet my beloved there.
Aquel quien nos va a dar la felicidad y aquel quien es el dueño de la paz, él reside en nuestro corazón y nuestra plegaria es ¿cuándo será aquel día cuando yo pueda ir internamente? ¿Cuándo será que yo pueda ir hacia adentro?
Ahora sí, ¿qué karde hain? Dekha dekhi. Abhyas karde hain. Ghanta baithde ni. Pehla hi akhaan khol lene hain. Sochde hain, pata nahi kinne ke din ho gaye sanu baithyan nu. लेकिन जद अंदर पर्दा खुल जाता है अंदर जान की हमेशा खुशी बनी रहती है। जितनी खुशी गुरमुखा नूं अंदर जाण विच हुंदी है इतनी किसी दुनिया की बादशाही मिलने दे विच खुशी नहीं हुंदी।
नाउ व्हाट डू वी डू when we sit in the meditation looking at the other people, we also sit in the meditation, and even before the hour is over we open our eyes and we feel as if we were sitting for many days.
¿Qué hacemos ahora nosotros? Nos sentamos a meditar porque vemos que los demás también lo están haciendo, pero inclusive antes de que se haya acabado la hora o antes de que se haya terminado la hora abrimos los ojos y sentimos como si hubiéramos estado sentados allí muchísimos días.
But when we go in the within after that, we have this yearning to always be able to sit and go in the within.
Pero una vez que vamos internamente, entonces sentimos esta añoranza siempre de querer estar adentro.
The gurumukhs become so much happy when they are able to go in the within. They do not get that kind of happiness from any power or any kingships of this world, which they get by going in the within.
Los gurumukhs, ellos quienes logran ir internamente, logran y consiguen una felicidad tal que ellos siempre quieren estar en lo interno y reciben una alegría tan grande que no se consigue ni con el poder ni con nada de este mundo.
Pyareo, naam daan de vakat har ik nu dassya janda hai ke saadi deh nu pyare saade bachnan nu samjho. Abhyas te baithan to pehla sab nu pyar na keh janda hai ve akhaan band kar karo sansar di tarfo hatke andar nu dekho. Phir bhi ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਦਾ ਬੀ ਨਾਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਬਹੁਤ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਐਸੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੋਲ੍ਹਦੇ ਗੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੈਗੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਨ ਵਿਦਰੋਹ ਕਰਦਾ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ।
Dear ones, at the time of the initiation it is said that respect the words of the master more than his body.
Amados míos, en el momento de la iniciación se les dice respeten las palabras del maestro mucho más que mi cuerpo.
And before we sit in the meditation, everyone is told that withdrawing your attention from the outside and removing all the worldly thoughts lovingly and affectionately, you should sit in the meditation with your eyes closed.
Y antes de sentarse a meditar, a todos se les pide que retiren sus pensamientos de lo externo, dejen de pensar en las cosas de afuera y se sienten a meditar después de haber cerrado sus ojos.
But still there are many dear ones who open their eyes up and do not sit there in the meditation with their eyes closed.
Pero existen algunos amados, o hay algunos amados que no cierran sus ojos o que no los cierran durante todo el tiempo, sino que los cierran y después los abren después de un rato.
It is not that everyone is doing that. Master Kripal Singh used to say that the truth always exists. So in that way there are just few people who do this, but the other dear ones, they keep their eyes closed during the entire hour, but the other people, those who open their eyes up, their mind rebels, and that is why they open their eyes.
Hay algunos amados que mantienen sus ojos cerrados durante todo el tiempo, solo hay unos cuantos que después de cerrar los ojos los vuelven a abrir. El maestro Kirpal decía que la verdad siempre existe, de manera que hay algunos amados que mantienen los ojos cerrados durante todo el tiempo, pero hay otros que después de cerrarlos los abren.
Sada sukh data ravya kate antar shabd sache o mahi nadr kare ta guru milaye har ka naam man vasaye.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਤੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਟਕਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਕਈ ਯੁੱਗ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਹੈ, ਬੜੀ ਦਫਾ ਇਹ ਪੰਛੀ ਬਣਿਆ, ਕਦੇ ਰੀਂਗਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਧਰਤੀ ਤੇ ਬਣਿਆ, ਕਦੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਣਿਆ, ਦੁਖੀ ਤੜਫਦਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੁਲਾ ਲਵਾਂ। ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸੇ ਪੂਰਨ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਜਦ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਹੁਣ ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੜਫ ਹੈ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੱਚੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਦਿੰਦਾ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਅਪੋਨ ਹੂਮ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਸ਼ਾਵਰਸ ਹਿਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਮਰਸੀ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦਿਸ ਸੋਲ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਰਡਸ਼ਿਪਸ। ਮੈਨੀ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਦਿਸ ਸੋਲ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਦ ਇਨਸੈਕਟਸ, ਮੈਨੀ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਇਟ ਬਿਕੇਮਸ ਦੀ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਥਰੂ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟੀਜ਼। ਸੋ ਨਾਓ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਡ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਹੈਲਪ, then God showers his grace upon that soul, and first of all he brings him in the human body, and after that he showers more grace upon him and brings him in the contact of the perfect master.
Ahora el Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj nos dice que Dios Todopoderoso tiene misericordia de aquellas almas. Él ve cómo esas almas han estado sufriendo muchísimo por muchísimos años. Algunas veces reciben nacimiento como insectos o como animales o como seres humanos, de manera que una vez que reciben el nacimiento, una vez que ellos le oran a Dios Todopoderoso, entonces Dios les da un nacimiento humano, le da un nacimiento humano a aquella alma y hace que esa alma se encuentre con un maestro perfecto.
When the perfect master showers his grace upon that person, because he also sees that now after going through so much suffering, now he has come and he wants to go back to his real home, so graciously the master also connects with him with the perfect now.
De manera que cuando esta alma acude al maestro perfecto, el maestro perfecto también ve que el alma ha sufrido muchísimo y que por fin ha llegado donde él y le está pidiendo que lo lleve de vuelta al verdadero hogar. De manera que cuando él ve esto, él une y conecta al alma con el Nam.
Bahut premi hai jede doctor to dawai leya ke phir unu
This is the Bhajan of Mastanaji's on page 6. Satguru ke gunagale bande, janam maran muk jayega. Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. This world is 4 days long. It is a waiting room. This country is not yours, O man. Yours is another place. You came into this world empty-handed, and you will leave with hands spread open. You were absorbed in worldly pleasures in such a way that you made your life into dust. Maya swindled and conquered you, and you forgot that after going to Satguru's kingdom, what wealth will you show? False is this world of relatives. False are your brother and sister. The one who goes with you, the Satguru, is the one relative. Without the Satguru, the crazy mind will sink in the sea of this world. You spent your life in the arena of actions, but you didn't get attached to the Nam. You worship the outer things, and you didn't look inside. Mastanaji says, without the Shabnam, you will lose this diamond birth. Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. Satguru ke gun gale bande janam maran muk jayega sharan pare ki lajhe usko jam se tujhe bachayega Satguru ke gun gale bande janam maran muk jayega Sharana pare ki laje usko jam se tujhe bachayega Yeh duniya hai chhad dino ki jagta musafir kana hai Jagta musafir kana hai Yeh desh nahi tera bande Tera orda tikana hai, tera orda tikana hai, Kali hat jagat me aaya hat pasare jayega sharan pare ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe bachayega sat guru ke gun gaale bande janam anan muk jayega Sharan pare ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe bachayega aisa mast hua vishyon mein jeevan apna dhul kiya jeevan apna dhul kiya gera liya maya tagni ne bhul gaya tu bhul gaya bhul gaya tu bhul gaya satguru ke darbar mein jaakar kya punji diklayega sharan pare ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe bachayega Satguru ke gun gaale bande janam maran muk jayega sharan pade ki laaj hai usse tujhe jhoote hai sab jag ke naate jhoota bhena badhata hai jhoota behn bharata hai saath tere jaane wala ek sat guru ka naata hai ek sat guru ka naata hai bin sat guru ke pagal man va bhav mein gote khayega sharan pare ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe bachayega satguru ke gun gaale bande janam maran muk jayega sharan pare ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe karm khand mein umar gujari prita nam se laina prita nam se laina mari masani rahe pujta andar jati paina andar jati paina Naam shabad bin keh mastan ji heera chan magvayega sharan pare ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe bachayega satguru ke gun gaale bande janam maran muk jayega sharan ki laaj hai usko jam se tujhe bachayega you were absorbed in worldly pleasures in such a way that you made your life into dust maya swindled and conquered you and you forgot that after going to satguru's kingdom what wealth will you show you spent your life in this arena of actions but you didn't get attached to the nam You worshipped outer things, and you didn't look inside. Mastanaji says, without the Shabnam, you will lose this diamond birth. Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death.